I want to talk to you a little bit about the game against Dayton coming up, and also a little bit about Truckee Friday night. I know you guys got together Saturday and kind of basking in it a little bit.
Let me see. Saturday, yeah, we had brought the kids in and had a little breakfast with them, and made a plan that we're going to get together. We didn't watch film. Kind of gave them a break from that, but then we got them together that evening and had a video game night with them Saturday, and give them something to do other than doing something they probably weren't supposed to do. So that's what we did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so obviously just the win Friday night, just not only just the win, but the way it happened. And
yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You don't want to go through too many
of
those.
I know in the moment you're probably not real happy to be down 21-20 and have to drive for the winning touchdown, but after having done it, that's probably more exciting than if you would have finished it off at 20-0, right?
I think I'm getting a part of my age. I kind of like those wins where they're pretty, one-sided. So the exciting ones are taking their toll.
Uh-huh. But you've had time to sink in, winning the league championship for the first time in 21 years. Pretty exciting for you, pretty special.
Yeah, for me, yeah, but it's more for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And something that they did, and
yeah,
and it's a goal that we've been trying to do now for the last couple of years. So
well, that's part of the thing, is because when I was talking to somebody over the weekend about that, the last championships Fernley won, and the banners are on the wall, 94, 95, mm-hmm. 96, three in a row, and we were trying to think of the names of players that were on the team back then. 20 years from now, when somebody sees 2017 on the wall, they'll be looking back and they'll be thinking of names of kids that are on the team now.
Yeah, like Coach McCullough, he said that those were his years when he was up there. So he had some special the fact that now he's coaching those guys, I think, uh-huh. that was pretty special to him. The fact that those were his years when he was a player up there,
mm-hmm.
and now he's coaching kids that are being able to make it up there.
Is that special for you too? You've got a couple of coaches that played here,
mm-hmm.
and for them to be part of this.
Yeah, it is. Because they've got, be honest with you, being from here and things like that. It might be, we all got stuff invested here, but theirs is a different type of investment, I guess, because they actually went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to school here, but it doesn't matter where I go. Whenever you're coaching for that school, you're invested in that school. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you mentioned after the game the leadership that you knew that you had a group of seniors that were mm-hmm. leaders, and it looks like they've meshed pretty well with your junior class that came up from
mm-hmm.
the JV team last year. It just seems like everything kind of fit together for you guys.
And that really is. We've had very talented teams here in the past where we've gotten close to that goal, but this group here, and I think it's a lesson to younger kids, and it should be a lesson to, the past kids and everything. I think what separates this group from groups that we had in the past is chemistry, and how important chemistry is to a team. These kids get along with each other. They hang out with each other. They may not always like each other, but I think in some aspect they respect each other. And we've had kids in the past where we haven't had that chemistry. In fact, we've almost had anti-chemistry, if you really want to be honest with it. We got captains in here that will, they're not afraid to get after somebody and correct somebody. But on the other hand too, we've actually got kids now that maybe they're not captains and they might be disappointed for that, but we got kids that are letting them lead. And in the past, we've actually had the opposite of that. We've actually had kids that were, maybe they were upset that they didn't get voted as a captain or not, but they weren't going to let our captains lead, believe it or not. And that comes back and bites you on those close games. And, this has been a big lesson, not so much me, because we've always tried to do that, instill that, but on the kids. And I think another group, parents, they need to understand that too, where, you know what, you elect captains, and hopefully they do a good job, but let them lead. And if you're not a captain, then follow them. You know, take what they have to say. Mm-hmm. So I think it's big. Chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing that we got this year is chemistry.
So now you have one game left in the regular season, Thursday against Dayton. You have a short week to prepare, but, you know, are you going to handle that game since you've already clinched first place? Are you going to handle that game any different than you might?
No. We're practicing today. At first we were talking about, you know, doing some different things, you know, and changing up practice and how we're doing things. And then, you know, once we were able to take another look at our Truckee film and see, you know what, we didn't do things the way we needed to. We're not changing things.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to go our normal defensive priority today. We're going to do our EDDs. If we're going to change anything, we're going without pregame. But we're just going to just go. We're going to practice as normal.
The short week, you lose a day of preparation. So that's the practice that you'll lose is the
just the fine-tuning. Uh-huh. You know, and you know, we're going to make sure that we get plenty of team time, both the offense and defense, these next couple days. And prioritize our special teams throughout there. You know, like we're going to prioritize these two or three special teams today, these two on this next day, and we're going to just kind of blend it all together. Mm-hmm.
Since you'll have a bye week before your first playoff game, you kind of want to go out and have a sharp performance this week?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, and, you know, we want a sharp performance, make sure that we know our assignments, you know, see where we need to emphasize things on the off week, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to basics on our off week. We're going to do our base drills, pound those in there, you know, because you start slacking a little bit. You start your technique and everything starts to slide a little bit. We're going to make sure that we get back, you know, to our basics. We get back to our good technique and everything like that.
Yeah, and Dayton, their team, they've seemed to struggle a little bit, but they've played pretty well on offense. It looks like they've moved the ball, put some points on the board.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to take game one for granted, because those are the games that, you know, you can get snake bit in there, and we don't want kids taking plays off or anything like that. So we're going to go out and try and take business as normal, and you know, but that's our emphasis right now. We are not going to overlook them or anything like that. We're going to try and hold our kids to that same standard.
What is Dayton doing on offense these days?
Well, they're, you know, they got one back spread looks, where they, you know, obviously they tend to throw the ball more, and then they get into two and three back eye looks most of the time. They're usually not split back, but they're usually in some sort of eye formation. And
they have a running back who's had some big games. It looks like from the stats.
Yeah. You know, but you know, we should be fine. We'll just, you know, do our base defense and get ready to play some run defense. And, you know, we just can't fall asleep when they get in those sets. We just can't fall asleep on the play action pass. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we're awake and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be good.
And their defense?
Well, they've, against South Tahoe, who likes to throw the ball all over the place, they played mainly a 3-4 so they could get the extra defensive back into the game. And then they were against Worcester, where they like to run the ball. They got more into a 44 type of look, you know, and sometimes a 6-2 actually type of look, try and get some more beef up there and stop the run. So
that's probably something similar to what you'll see. But you guys, with your offenses, it's really kind of difficult, because if you go five DBs, you run them at them. If they load the box, you can throw. So
yeah, and that is true. So, you know, with us, I would think they would want to try and stop the run first, you know, so we might see more of that.
That's probably the way most teams approach you anyway, isn't it?
I think so. You know, I really think so. Truckee, they played a lot of 3-4, you know, even though they're a base 40 team, you know, they played more of that 34. You know, it's good defense too, man.
Yeah. So, obviously, you have a chance and you want to finish the season, the league play, undefeated. And,
we don't want to lose that last one. You know, that's my biggest fear right now, is the kids know that we are league champs. You know, we're up by two games on everybody else as far as the loss category. But you sure don't want to end it against a loss, especially against your inter-county rival.
Yeah. I know you guys look at Fallon as your, you know, one of your rivals, but Dayton kind of looks at you guys as a rival. And I know there used to be a huge rivalry here between Fernley and Dayton back when both teams were playoff teams.
And Yerington, and, too. I guess and, it was something yeah, when all three teams
when all three teams ways. Were good, there was, a, you know, yeah. it was a much bigger rivalry now than, you know, the last few years when it's been more lopsided.
And that's at that Nevada poster as you're walking in. That's that one that we play for. So we have it at our place. We're going to keep it at our place.
So you're everybody's excited to go out and finish the mm-hmm. season strong this week and then get ready, then have a week off and get ready for the playoffs?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, tell them that, or I told them, I look forward to the end of season two. I really do because it's a long time. So when you get started at the end of June and then you go right through your summer conditioning and then you go right up to the beginning of the season and get into double days and then you get into all your season. I mean, I've got some things that I want to do too when the football season's over. That's what I tell the kids. And but I don't have anything in my life right now that is so important that I can't wait another 3 or 4 weeks. And that's where we're shooting at.
Well, hopefully you guys are playing into late November.
It would be nice. That would be nice. They got one banner that we got a date on there. There's another banner in there too that would like put another date up there.
All right. Well, thanks.
No problem, bro.